I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. We're going to spend a good chunk of the program today talking about some sensitive family issues, including a first-of-its-kind study that documents how many women in this country have children by more than one man. It turns out that that phenomenon is more common among people of all backgrounds than many people might think. We'll also talk about the financial challenges of merging families. But we begin our program by talking about one of the worst environmental disasters in our country's history, the BP oil spill. Tomorrow marks 1 year since an explosion at the Deepwater Horizon rig, some 50 miles off the Louisiana coast, killed 11 people and dumped 200 million gallons of oil into the Gulf of Mexico. Today, we're going to talk about the state of the recovery on the Gulf Coast itself, and we'll speak in a few minutes with Admiral Thad Allen. He is the former commandant of the Coast Guard who led the federal government's response to the Gulf oil spill. But first, we wanted to check in for a few minutes with a small business owner, an oysterman on Louisiana's Gulf Coast, with whom we've spoken a couple of times in the past year. Byron Encalade is president of the Louisiana Oysterman Association. He's just returned from an attempt to get into the BP stockholders meeting in London, and we caught up with him in New Orleans on his way home to Pointe La Hache, Louisiana. Mr. Encalade, thanks so much for joining us once again. Welcome back.
Well, thank you for having me.
Were you able to get into the meeting?
No, we weren't. We were denied entrance, and they simply asked us where we were from, and of course, I'm proud to be from Louisiana, and I told them I was from Louisiana, and they immediately asked us to step aside. They were going to make arrangements for us to go in, and we followed their instructions, and then we noticed the doors closed.
What were you hoping to tell them?
We just wanted to let them know the truth, that the claims process has failed, and I think the stockholders had a right to know that their stock and the cost to them is going up because of BP failing to mitigate the cost and to put the money where the damages were occurred.
Where do you think the money is going? You know, there were a lot of ads. A lot of people would have seen them, a lot of ads in the wake of the oil spill with a lot of different people from BP, you know, saying that they were gonna stay there until it was fixed, that they were going to make people whole. You don't think that's happened?
No, we haven't. I mean, when you look at what's being told around the globe, we hear Mr. Feinberg talks about $3-some billion. We're not getting it. Most of the fishermen have been paid wage compensation below poverty. So, and then now one of the things they told me that our government have it. Well, we know our government do not have the money. The CEO of BP stated while we were there that $20 billion have been put into a trust fund to pay for the recovery of the Gulf Coast. We'd like to know where this money is going. If you only spent $3-some billion, so that means there's $16-some billion that's still left there. Who's got it?
How much have you gotten so far? I remember last year on this program, you told us you thought you estimated your losses at about $500,000.
Well, that was for me to keep going. The total losses hadn't even been calculated. What I asked them for $500,000 was to keep my family and the people that relies on my company to support their family to try and keep us going.
And can I just ask how much you've gotten from the recovery fund or from the fund?
No, I've only received $70,000 in interim payments, which was almost a year ago, and two $5,000 checks. But I have other members in my company and my family that have been turned down, have been denied an interim claim.
Before I let you go, and I appreciate you taking the time to talk to us. I know you're on your way home and it's been a long trip, so you're eager to get there. But how are you making it, by the way? How have you been making it in the year since then? I understand that the oyster beds where you normally fish are dead. So how are you making it?
Well, I had two companies, different phases of my company, and of course I had also a trucking component that I have had basically to start selling off. I can't maintain the insurance, so I've been using those funds as I receive them from the sale of some of this equipment, and of course, you know, we share. I mean, I'm spending money, our families pitch in, you know, and to keep each other going. And that's how we've been doing it. I don't think BP have any sense of reality of what's actually going on in these small Gulf Coast communities who are at ground zero. When we look at the people in Barataria, Empire, and Grand Bayou, and Wachowski. You know, these are the people that are paying a price for this.
Mm-hmm.
They are out of work. Their lives have been completely turned around. And to say, you know, that you're paying people all over the place, I mean, we just can't understand this.
Forgive me for being blunt about it, but if we were to talk again next year, do you think you'll still be in business?
I have no other choice. This is our community solely relies on our fishing grounds. This is just not only something that we use to make money with. This is what we eat. The seafood in our communities provides most of our diet. Our senior citizens are having a very tough time right now because they can't get the seafood that they're used to having to sustain themselves from their nephews, their sons, that they go come down to the Canal Bank every evening and they get a few pounds of shrimps, a few pounds of fish, a few pounds of oysters, and that makes up the majority of their diet.
Hmm. Byron Enkelade is an oysterman from Pointe-à-la-Hache, Louisiana. We caught up with him on his way back from London, where he attempted to enter the BP shareholders meeting there. He was not able to do that. We caught up with him in New Orleans. Mr. Enkelade, thanks so much for joining us once again. Our very best to you.
Thank you for having us.